Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Ah, oh, more changes for our Falcons, huh?
Oh, boy.
Is any of this going to work? Is any of this going to pan out for W's? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is Tuesday. Tomorrow, Mike and I are up at Flowery Branch, as we do on Wednesdays, to talk with Coach. We'll have a player segment as well. And right now, it feels, Mike, and he was out yesterday. We're going to get all your opinions on how you felt about this craziness with the game on Sunday and then what happened yesterday. And, guys, as we left the show, the Falcons fired wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard. He's also the passing game coordinator. They elevated T.J. Yates. He's going to assume the responsibilities. And Mike, this is right now. It feels – we may be wrong.
Right.
It feels a little bit dysfunctional with the way things are moving.
Yeah, it's kind of like firing a third base coach, you know, as the season's going south for a Braves baseball team. My first reaction when I saw this yesterday, it's scapegoat. Your scapegoat, Ike Hilliard. And look, I've reached out to some local media that covers the Falcons. Nobody heard a peep about some kind of issue or some kind of problems with Ike. So, look, the receivers have not looked good. No one debates that. And I do think that's attributable to injury. I think that Drake London hasn't been 100%. I think that Mooney is dealing with a serious shoulder injury because he doesn't look himself, not even remotely close to last year. Pitts has been open. They've got to get the ball to Pitts. You know, that's on Zach Robinson. I think the dysfunction starts and ends with our offensive coordinator, and now you just grease a guy who, you know, is a scapegoat in Ike Hilliard, and I don't know how that plays in the locker room. You know, either guys are all on notice, like, well, we better do our work, or I thought we have something akin to a brotherhood. Why are you throwing that guy under the bus? I'm curious how that plays.
Look, if
Zach, I'm watching you.
We are. It's completely changed. We went from Koo to Zach Robinson now. Z-Rob, what is going on? Mike, the dysfunction with the offense is real, and I think most Falcon fans understand that. Is this a solution to the problem? Now, here's one thing that I do like, and I will defend Raheem Morris on. By the way, I don't know if this works. I don't know if this helps us. I can't tell you that. But this is where I will defend him. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's not waiting. He's not waiting to see how this goes. And I want to take you back to last year where my partner was adamant about, dude, make the change. Let's make the change.
Right.
And he waited. And then he waited too long. This year, fast forward, and this is what you call learning from past mistakes. We had the wobbles with Koo. First game of the season, he misses field goals. I'm not waiting. I've seen enough. I'm making a change. Our receivers and tight ends are not scoring touchdowns. We're three games into the season. I'm not waiting. I'm making change. So Whether it works or not, we can debate that. But I won't debate that Raheem is not clowning around with the idea of this will fix itself crap.
Right.
Oh, well, we'll get to a point where we'll be really good and this won't matter anymore. He is seeing things, Mike, that a lot of fans see, and we always say, well, why don't they change it? Well, guess what? He's not waiting. I will defend that. Outside of that, guys, I cannot tell you what this team or this offense is going to look like on Sunday. I'd love to tell you we're going to show up and score a lot of points against the Commanders. That's what I hope. I hope we get back to winning and feeling good as we did against the Vikings. But the reality is our defense has kept us in all these games. Our offense has done little of nothing. And, Mike, that's got to change.
Right. Now, as to Carl's point, I think that Raheem realizes if they don't make the playoffs, he's going to get fired. And I don't know what that means for his boss, Terry Fontenot. But either way, there's got to be a sense of urgency because, as Carl just laid out, it's a must-win game. I thought we could, worst case for us, I thought we'd go 2-2 before the bye. Didn't really think we'd go 1-3. Thought we'd beat Carolina. You know, I thought certainly I gave us a fighter's chance against J.J. McCarthy. You know, the first game was always going to be tough against the Bucs because they're better than us right now.
They are.
We could argue we've got as much talent, but we're not there yet. But as a fan, I've seen this before. I've seen coaches scapegoat guys, fire assistants, you know, whether it's trying to create a sense of urgency with the team or there really was some dysfunction in that wide receiver room, and we'll try to get an answer out of coach, as Carl said, tomorrow. But I've seen guys play cover your butt as well, you know, and I think that's what this is. My spidey sense is cover your butt. But I hope I'm wrong. You've got to win this game. You got Jaden Daniels probably not playing. It's a very winnable game if you do everything you do and have done at times against the Bucs, at times against Minnesota. What that was on Sunday was just god-awful.
It was.
And Penix has got to, and he's got to be better. He's got to look at the man in the mirror. But getting back to the routes and everything else in the offense, I'm not sold on Zach Robinson. I wasn't sold last year, and I'm not sold now.
And I think a lot of Falcon fans are now in this corner where I'm watching you, Zach, and we are paying more attention than ever as to what's really going on with this offense. Now, as far as the moves and the changes, I want to take you outside of Atlanta. I want to take you outside the building because here's the thing. Regardless of what we think, perception is reality. And the perception around the NFL right now as they look at the Falcons organization is what are these personnel moves? I'm going to let you hear Mike Florio talking about this because, again, this isn't us. This is what people are seeing from the distance.
Atlanta Falcons are rearranging the deck chairs, it feels like, on the Titanic it just shows you how quickly things can change for a team. On top of the world, beat the Vikings, shut them down, great defense, offense, running game, going passing game, yeah, but we didn't really need it. It'll be fine. And then they go to Carolina and they get completely splattered. I mean, if somebody had told me on Friday, hey, the final score of the Panthers-Falcons game is going to be 30-0, I would have written a pretty big check if I were one to wagering that would be the Falcons on the right end of it because the Panthers aren't going to win that game 30-0. No way. No way. So look what happens. Boom. Right away. Zach Robinson, offensive coordinator, moving from the booth down to the sideline. Oh, yeah, that'll fix it. And then Ike Hilliard, receivers coach, he's out. TJ Yates has taken over his duties. It just feels like a reaction. I don't know if it's an overreaction. Maybe the overreaction would have been to just fire Raheem Morris. I don't know how upset Arthur Blank was after that game.
Mm-hmm. That's the perception outside.
Right. Now, it's a team that's lost its way. There's dysfunction with the Falcons. And what I hate, and I got to be honest, there's not much of what Florio said there I can disagree with.
Sure.
Because it drives me crazy as a Falcon fan who's lived here since 98 that every year we have to convince fans to be on, no, they really got it figured out this year. Get off the fence. Stop with the Falconitis. And what's happened in the past is not prologue. And then this happens. And then you look like a Mickey Mouse organization.
404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. Follow us, guys. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on as we talk about the state of our Atlanta Falcons. We are 3 weeks in, about to be four. Where's this going? And the season is not over by any stretch of the imagination. I still have hope. I know some of you think I'm crazy. As I had it out with one guy on social media, I said, well, since you have a crystal ball like Nostradamus, tell me how this season ends. I cannot tell you that yet, but I don't like the way this is going. I don't like the way this is trending. Offense wins in the NFL. It's an offensive league. It's why you drafted a quarterback as high as you did last year after paying a guy $100 million basically for seven games of work. It's what happens in this league, and right now I don't like the way this feels.
Now, I know that as a Falcon fan, another aspect of this, and again, I apologize, I was off yesterday, the kicking situation. I mean, because the general manager in the front office didn't really bring in competition. I heard a guy today talking on the Steakhouse, what about Lenny Creek? Lenny Creek's a nice story. It's an international player who's more of a public relations story than a guy that's actually going to compete. If he was legitimate competition, he'd be out there on the field right now. So we bring in a guy in Romo, and we were all pulling for him. And that dude, Carl, that hook, my God.
Brutal.
You couldn't have hit it any. That was just absolutely train wreck. And you knew that the next time he was going to have a big kick, it's now in his head. And here we go. Now we're one of those teams that has a kicker problem. So we're going to have kicking competition because you didn't get it right in the summer. So it just that's the kind of stuff that a dysfunctional organization does. And then there's Zach Robinson's play calling. Yes, I didn't realize, Carl, the Carolina Panthers were the 85 Bears. I mean, we know that they'd made some moves, and they certainly Arizona went through them like poop through a goose for three quarters, but that we couldn't? And to me, you got to get the ball out quick. You got to maintain and have the consistency with the run game and don't hit the chicken switch on it. And none of that happened. So I don't know. Zach Robinson, and someone just said, well, Zach Robinson is going to be a candidate for Oklahoma State. Take him. Adios. Because he played there. I'm not sold on Zach Robinson. Prove me wrong.
404-726-0929. This offense, only one pass attempt under center. These are stats from PFF. Mm. Our buddy Joe Patrick, who covers the Falcons for us up there, reposted these as well. 93% pass rate out of the shotgun formation. And you're going, what does all this mean? Stand by. I'm going to tell you. 70% run rate out of the pistol formation. Fourth lowest play action pass rate in the NFL. Lowest deep pass rate in the NFL. So let's go backwards and back up. Lowest deep pass rate, we don't scare anybody down the field. We're not allowing Michael Penix to do what he does well, which is throw the deep ball. And when you don't throw the deep ball, guess what I do?
Right.
I'm pushing up against you guys. You're not running past me. I'm not afraid you guys are going to throw it 30 yards down the field. Fourth lowest play action pass rate, well, guess what happens there? Right. I can pin my ears back because you guys aren't running any play action because you don't run play action. So then you get to 70% run rate out of the pistol. Well, guess what? When you line up in the pistol, guess what you're doing? You're predictable. There's no imagination. 93% pass rate out of the shotgun. Whoa, you're going shotgun? Guess what? You're throwing right. The football, but you're not throwing it deep because you guys don't throw it deep. You got to have some imagination. These numbers don't lie. I know stats are for nerds, allegedly. Numbers like this tell you the full story about what's going on with our football team offensively.
Right. And also, Carl, you know, I got some really good athletes, okay? If they are going too high safety, if they are trying to take away that deep ball, let's get Drake London in a position to make a play and beat a man. Let's get the ball to Pitts more. Let's get Bijan out wide. We're, you know, there are certain things you can do. For instance, if you watch last...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Last night, you've seen all this imagination from Detroit. You're seeing all these. We saw over the weekend, we saw plays. The Dolphins pulled a big play the other night. There's all this stuff outside the box, and we're just simply hammering away at the same thing. So I don't like where our offense is going. I don't know if Ike Hilliard was the reason it was so bad, but eventually Rod's going to run out of guys to fire. So they better figure it out this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.